It's Brian and Trisha. We are Quixie 98.3 Prince and Purple Rain. So there's a new trend that has been happening across the country. It has popped up here locally as well. I'm going to say for a fact, it is not always what it appears to be. And I'm talking about people playing a violin in a parking lot through a loud PA system. I don't mean somebody who is busking on a street corner or, you know, somebody with a guitar case and it's open on a sidewalk and they're just strumming an acoustic and singing. Right. You know, talent.
Yeah.
You know, somebody with buckets doing bucket drumming, somebody tap dancing, you know. I genuinely like a good busker.
Yeah.
I think that's a really cool thing. I tip those people. I enjoy watching that. I have no problem with that because they are providing entertainment with legitimate talent.
Yeah.
Don't be a ripoff artist, though.
Yeah. So it was probably a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I was at a local chain store.
Yeah.
And I was going in and there was somebody in the parking lot that was playing a violin.
Well, they were holding a violin.
It looked like they were playing. Uh-huh. So I'm not saying one way or another what was actually happening, but it caught my attention. Well, it couldn't help but catch my attention because you're walking through the parking lot. You can't help but hear it. And I was like, that's really cool. The first time I saw it, I was like,
it was intrusively loud.
It was a pleasant sound. Uh-huh. So it wasn't, you know, like, oh gosh, what is that? So I watched and I thought, okay. And I came back out. And as I left, I drove by and that person and I was like, interesting. I've never seen anybody do that before. Okay, that was the first time I saw it. And then I was at another store, another shopping center.
Uh-huh.
And there was somebody, it was two people this time, one person standing there and then the other, and holding a sign also, or had a sign there propped up. I couldn't tell if it was the same person that was playing the violin with their PA system. And so I watched, but I had an appointment, so I couldn't stand there and watch for very long. So I go out, I go in my appointment, and then I come back out, and the person's gone, or the people are gone. But I have been reading, and I'm not saying what is happening one way or another, if the person is playing, actually playing, or if this is a fake situation. I don't know. But I've been reading a lot of reports about across the country about these scammers that are playing the violin, and apparently they're...
It's a track.
Yeah, it's a track. So I watched this video of some people that had set up to play a fake violin.
Mm-hmm.
And they set up very close to these people that were the violin buskers, mm-hmm. I say in air quotes. And so the one team was out there with a violin and like a hockey stick.
For the bow.
Yeah, for not really playing. And then the other people were playing and it was the same song. I'm almost certain it was the same song that I heard here. And I was like, oh, that sounds very familiar. It was very pleasant sounding. And so.
See, here's the thing. Once somebody figures out a good scam in these communities of people who like to con people, they share that,
mm-hmm.
and it gets picked up on by other cons, and it becomes this whole grift.
Yeah.
It's just a way to get money that's not with scruples or morals. And again, there are talented people who play the violin on street corners.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
But this deal where a lot of the time when you're seeing somebody playing a beautiful piece of classical music, they're just sawing back and forth on a violin. They have no idea what they're doing. I am not a talented trained musician, but I do read music and I understand music enough. I stood and watched a guy and I'm telling you, it was total malarkey.
Okay.
This guy couldn't play a violin any better than I could. I can promise you.
Okay.
But
see, I'm not a musician. I can't watch like that.
It looked like he's plugged into a rig and he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all not real. Now, there are people who really do this.
Yeah.
Just be weary. Just be cautious.
Yeah.
Don't assume that if somebody saw it on a violin, wow, that guy's amazing. You know, it may not be real, legitimately. Hi, Quixie.
Oh, yeah. How you doing? I just was listening to your thing about the violinist at the chain location.
Uh-huh.
I gave that person over $300. I gave my kids, so I have four kids. I gave each one of my kids $100 because I felt bad because they were in a van, and it said something about, I don't even know what their sign was saying. But I felt bad for them, and plus, you know, I thought it was really cool that they were doing, and they scammed me over $400.
Oh, wow. Now, there are legitimately talented people out there.
We're not saying that they weren't legitimate. I don't
know.
The
one you saw,
I can tell you this. There's no way what they were playing on that. I didn't, you know, at the time, I didn't think about it, but what they were playing on, and the big K store, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was a couple months ago. I know what they were playing, and I watched the TikTok, and it was the same
piece of music.
Same exact music, yeah. And I was just like, okay, yeah, I got scammed.
Well,
you did it with good intentions.
You're a good person.
Yes, and think about what you taught your kids.
Yeah, I have good intentions. Even the guys that, you know, the people that stand on that, we do have some homeless here, and we do have some scammers here. I was sitting down and talking to a guy that was at the square there, and this guy was homeless, and he told me the guy I just gave $100 to that said he needed to catch a ride back to North Carolina. He said he's not homeless, and I didn't realize to look down, and that guy had brand new Jordans on.
Wow. Oh my!
Well, I think we have to be mindful, and you know, just use your best judgment. But I mean, I think the witness that you were to show your kids to help other people, I think that's huge. So even if you were scammed, you had good intentions with it, and you might have been a light to somebody else that you may not even realize.
Right, and hopefully they did something good with the money.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And that's the main thing. That's what I look forward to. I own a place called Heartland Liquidation here in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. So you know, I try to give back.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for what you do.
Not a problem. I appreciate you all. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, have a great day.
Y'all have a wonderful morning.
You too.
Bye.